Blog Talk Radio.
You too, James Cleveland. Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I just want to take a few moments to reflect on how good God is. I don't know what happened last week that I was still preaching and no one was hearing what I was saying, but to God be the glory for what you were able to hear. We just bless his holy name. I tell you, it is a good thing to praise the name of Jesus, for we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come and call us by our name, and we answer, and we go home. My answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speak to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Aren't you glad that he will allow you to say yes, Lord? Huh? From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, it's yes, Lord. Completely yes, my soul says yes. I tell you, I'm excited tonight. Things are a little at a slow pace. I got a text message earlier from my dear God brother, Brother John Mosley, and he said he was on his way back to his home in Maryland. He was just coming from Norfolk, Virginia, where his daughter is transitioning in the hospital. So I tried to encourage him by letting him know that I was so sorry that things are going that way for all of us. But it's not over until God says it's over. I've known people to die and God allowed them to come back. So we as a Christian, we don't give up because it looked like we're not going to make it, but God is in control. God knows what time he wants to call his children home. So let's give God a great big round of applause on tonight. And I thank you for all that you've done for me, God. Can you just say that to the Lord tonight? Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me. Can you say it again? Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me. I tell you, I just want to bless the Lord tonight. Let's see if I can get a little song going for you. You know, this is the first Wednesday of the month, so Mother Janie is not with us on the first and second Wednesday. So I have to do it by myself tonight. I miss Mother. I love Mother. Yes, I do. I tell you, I found a friend in Mother. We sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. But I found a friend in Mother Janie and Mother Blondie and Mother Mary and all of the mothers that listen to Blog Talk, my own sister. I found a friend. Oh, bless his name. Let's see what we have here on this evening. Let's see what song I can pull up on YouTube for you all tonight. God bless you. Continue to love one another. Continue to pray for one another, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, it seems like he never lost a battle. It's coming up for now. pray that that song has encouraged you. She was singing that you never lost a battle. She was talking about Jesus. Jesus has never lost a battle. There isn't anything that he cannot do. There isn't anything that's too hard for him. Now, he will not lie. He will not lie. He is not man that he lies. He's not the son of man that he have to repent. You and I have to repent for the lie that we told. But he's never lost a battle. It may look like he was defeated in death, but on the third day, just like he said he would, why don't you want to trust him tonight? Jesus made a promise to you. He says, I will be back in 3 days. And he showed up. The women was there. I don't know why they knock us women, because you can't bring a baby here without a woman. I don't care whether it's a female cat or a female dog. You can't bring a puppy or a cat or a kitten, whatever, without a female, and the female needs the male to impregnate her. But Jesus never lost the battle, and he never will. So if your hope tonight is built on Jesus, the Jesus that you're hoping in never lost a battle. I don't care. It looked like death had the victory when it came and took your loved one, where you were praying night and day for God to heal them. But he never lost a battle. Death was no problem for him. We sing, death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You're the only one for me. Death could not hold you down. And that's the truth. Only time we like to talk about Jesus' ride and death and all is Easter. But it's Easter for a Christian every day. Because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is risen. So therefore, we have resurrection every day. He didn't lose that battle. He died, but he rose again just for you and me. He never lost the battle. My God, today, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful just knowing that you have someone like that you can trust in? You can build your hopes on him because he never fails. I hear the song in my spirit. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he's never lost a battle. Jesus never fails. Ah, yes, our hearts are heavy. Yes, we've lost our loved ones, but Jesus never fails. Because he never lost a battle. My God, today, we thank him for this day. We thank him for the blood yet running warm in our veins. We thank you, Jesus, for all you've done and all you're doing and all you're going to continue to work out what needs to be worked out in our lives. Give God a chance, because he know more about you than you know about your own self. Give God a chance. He's never lost a battle. The songwriter said, don't wait till the battle is over to shout now. You know in the end you go win. You don't lose with Jesus, because you know in the end you're going to win. And yes, we thank God for his many, many blessings that he bestow upon us on a daily basis. He never lost a battle. So you're connected to him. You don't lose either. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I feel good tonight. I feel kind of churchy. Let's see what we got in the Word of God. Let's go. I'm not going to be long tonight because my body is tired. I've been up since 5 this morning in the passing of my brother. He had an apartment full of clothes and furniture. Thank God we were able to donate the furniture, beds, couch, everything. But the clothes came home with me for me to sit down and go through them. And I've been up since 5 working on his clothing, but I've got it all under control now. My house looked like a house again and not a rummage place with clothes everywhere, even in the kitchen, because I had to bring another house into my house and I have a small place. But God is still good. Got everything all in one room now. My house looks like it belongs to me. And I have people coming tomorrow to take a look at the clothing and things and see if they can use any of it. If not, Monday it's going out of here. It's going somewhere. Somebody will get it. Oh, bless his name. So my body's tired tonight. And I'm ready to go to bed. So I'm not going to be before you long. I'm taking up time even now. I could be finished already. But God never lost a battle. He never lost a battle. And like I say every week, there's always a bereaved family somewhere. You might not know them, but there is a bereaved family somewhere. I got a call today, this afternoon, that there was a young man, 29 years old, didn't say he wasn't transitioning, but they were working with him. They were working on him to try to get him stable, 29 years old, and the doctor said he wouldn't live to be 3. Don't tell me God's not still working miracles. And if God would take him now, of course their hearts are going to be sad, but they need to thank God for the years that he let him live. Because if God had taken him before he got 3, he would have never been here 29 years. So whatever time our life is over, God is in control. And we're going to thank God for the years and the days and the months and the hours that he give us on a daily basis. And we take it for granted. We feel as though I'm in control. I can do what I want to do. It's my life. I can do what I choose. But I want to serve you notice tonight. God has given you freedom to choose. Because he said in his word, choose ye this day who you will serve. So he has already given you the privilege to do nothing. Because he said choose. The choice is yours. I'm not going to make you serve me. The choice is yours. I'd rather that you come freely, because I give freely and you can accept me freely. There's something going on. So it's up to you whether you want to accept God freely or not. Let's go to the Word of God. Sing, O barren thou that this not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. I'm reading from Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and that was the first verse of Isaiah 54. Let's read. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of their habitation. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and they seed shall, and thy seed shall inherit the gentle, the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Verse number 4 says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth. Wow. Shall he call the God of the whole earth. I heard a young lady say to me that day when we were on the phone, and she said, you know, this is God's world, and he can do what he wants. She said, there's a lot going on, but it is God's world. Well, I don't know if James Brown read that or not, that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, it all belongs to him. The young lady said to me today, this is God's world, and he can do what he wants with it. But James Brown said, it's a man's world. But the Bible declared that the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, it all belongs to God. So why not put your trust in him? I don't care what's going on around you. Only God can fix like it ought to be. So why not trust him? I sat last evening looking at my television. It was after 7. The polls had closed in Georgia, and I was keeping right up with it. And when I saw that one of the persons involved in running for office had gotten ahead of the one that I was hoping to win, and I said, oh, Lord. And so the apostle was sitting, and she began to pray. She said, Lord, turn this around, because you know if you don't, we're going to be in trouble. So I listened to what she said, so I added to it. I said, God, the government is upon your shoulder. Do something about it. And later on, when the other reports came in, the man that I was rooting for became the winner. That's that Raphael Warnock. We thank God for him. Herschel is ours too. He's a black man, so he belongs to the black race. But this was not his race. This was not his race. This was Warnock's race. Maybe he'll win the next one. But this one, God had his name on it. That's why he got it. We just thank God for the goodness of Jesus, because we don't need no more trouble. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. That's terrible. When God forsakes you, it's like all hell has broken loose against you. But he said, but for a short while, for a short while, get this, for a small moment, small, have I forsaken thee? Yes. Have you heard people say, I sought the Lord and I couldn't find, I called on the Lord, I couldn't get a breakthrough. It didn't feel like I was doing it. It didn't even feel like God was hearing me. Or he wasn't. That's why you was feeling like that. He was not listening to you. And yet he could hear what you were saying, but he wasn't listening. Well, how is that possible? Well, you can hear what a person is saying, but you don't comprehend. You don't respond to it. There is no connection. You heard the words coming out of their mouth, but it meant nothing to you, so therefore you really did not hear it. That's what happened to us sometimes when we go to God, and God is not hearing you. Don't tell me, come on now. My people perish for lack of knowledge. There are times that God is not listening, and yet he is there all the time, and he's hearing everything that you're saying, but he's not listening to you. But he's hearing what you're saying. He's not moving, and he's not moved by what you're saying. So therefore, that verse applies to you when you say, "Well, Lord, am I by myself, Jesus?" And he wants you to know for a small moment, a small moment, not a big one, but just for a small moment, just for a small moment. Have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. So he's not going to leave you hanging, okay? He's not going to leave you hanging just for that moment. He just forsook you just for that moment. Said, I wanted to feel what it feel like to be without me. I wanted to feel what it feel like to know that I'm not listening to what she's saying, but yet I'm hearing everything that she's saying. I'm hearing everything that he's saying, but I'm not listening to you because I'm forsaking you for a small moment. I want you to feel that pain. What will I do if Jesus don't come to my rescue? What will I do if God don't intercede? What will I do? Where will I go? What will I say? Ah, God, are you listening? God is saying, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I hear everything that you're saying. But I have to forsake you for a small moment because I need you to get yourself straightened out. You're too much in your flesh. I need you to get back in line with the Spirit. So I've got to forsake you because what you're saying to me, I'm not interested in what you're saying. I'm not listening to you. So I forsake you. For a small moment, hallelujah, Jesus. For a small moment, God, thank you. Come and say, after you have found out that I'm not even moving God, I'm not even impressing him. He's not even moved by the tears that I'm shedding right now. God, don't you hear me? God, are you going to fix it? Please, Jesus. But I've forsaken you, Patricia, because I need you to line up with my word. I need you to crucify your flesh because your flesh is separating you from me. I'm not listening, but I hear you. Oh, my God, I wish I could get. Oh, I tell you. Ah, hallelujah, Jesus. I hear you, but I'm not listening. Well, you know how that is. You parents, you be talking to your children, and you be telling them, listen, don't do such and so and so and so, because if you do such and so, there's a consequence that go with it. I'm going to have to go there with you. And they hear you, but they're not listening. So therefore, God is silent. think there's a song. I can't remember right now who made it, but they said talking loud and saying nothing. Talking loud and saying nothing. For a small moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't you see yourself here? Or is this message just for me? Don't you see here? Yes, what you was feeling was right, that God was not there. And yet he was there, but he wasn't allowing his presence to permeate your space. So you said, God, I feel empty. That's what he's after. He wants you to empty out your flesh so that the spirit man can be revived and come alive and worship him. Oh, bless his holy name. Come on and get empty for God. And the scripture said, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. But you got to be forsaken. Jesus cried out in the garden, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He became empty. Ah, God help us. His flesh was hurting. Why have you forsaken me? This cup is bitter. But you see, when he emptied out that flesh, that's when he said, forget it, never mind. Never mind. I've got to go through this, my God, today. I've got to go through this because the whole world is in my hand. The whole world is in my hand. The universe is in, the stars in the sky is in my hand. I have got to deplete my flesh and allow my spirit man take me to Calvary. That's what happens to us. Our flesh takes us away from God. But once we become empty to God and for God, then God himself can have mercy upon you or me. Verse number 7, I believe I should be through right there. That I should have been able to shut it off right there. But I'm going on a little more. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. God's not going to leave you hanging. Now that you're empty, now that you have reverence and recognize who he is and what he is, my goodness. Wow. Gladys Knight sings a song. She's talking to her male friend that I guess they must have been walking or standing near the corner of the street or whatever. But Gladys says that girl that passed just tried to stare me down. And when you looked at her, when she looked at you, she said, you looked at the ground. So Gladys began to say more in this song. She said, I don't know who she is, but I think that you do. She said, now tell me, who is she and what is she to you? My God. Can that statement be made tonight concerning you? Can someone look at you and see the connection between you and God? And they want to see the connection. Gladys wanted to know, something is going on here. Because when she looked at you, you looked at the ground. She said, but I don't know who she is. But I think that you do. And that's the way it should be with us. When people see us, they may not know what's going on, but they got to know that we know Jesus and that we're different and that there's something going on and that there is a relationship between Jesus and us. So that's what's going on. Tell me, who is he? I'm talking about Jesus now. Who is Jesus? And what is he to you? My God, today. Can somebody see that? You are connected to Jesus. When you're standing, I don't care where, can they see it in your home? That's the first place. Who is he? And what is he to you? She said, when she looked at you, you looked at the ground. You put your head down. Was it shame to let somebody know? Was he ashamed for Gladys to know that he knew her, but she didn't know her? That's you. Can they see? Or are you ashamed for folk to know that you're a child of the Most High God? Who is he? And what is he to you? In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. God, I tell you, oh, I love the Lord. Oh, my God. In a little while, see, he's answering what he's talking about in verse number 7 when he said, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. Now, in verse number 8, he said, in a little while, or a little wrath, rather, a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. But, there's a but. But, my God, with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness, my God, shall not. God's love for you doesn't change. You are the one that changed. You change either for the better or the worse. But God's love stays neutral because you are his creation. He loved, don't you know you should already be messed up or dead? Don't you know that? Even those that's in the psychiatric ward, God loves them. Because they are supposed to be in a safe haven. But we got unsaved, unfit workers in these places. And their nerves is shot. They really need to be there with those that they're taking care of because they just as out of it as they are because they can't handle those people or that person, so they become cruel to them. But God's kindness never stops towards us. Let me put my glasses back on so I can get finished. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphire, and I will make thy windows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And all thy borders of pleasant stone, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, after you have been forsaken, you got yourself together. You found out just how lonely it is when you're calling on the Lord for help, when you're calling on him to rescue you and take you in his arms, and you find out that he is not there. You find out that at the moment that you need him, he has no arms, because you want him to take you in his arms and hold you. But he has no arms because he has forsaken you. He just blocked you out. You know how you do with your cell phone. Someone call and you don't want them to call you. You just block them. And they can call all they want, but they can't get you. The other day I was missing call after call after call. And I said, what is wrong with my phone? I'm right here, and I don't hear it ringing. And yet when I look at the phone, it's telling me missed call messages, message from this and message from that. I said, something is wrong with my phone. Oh, yes, they were calling, and the call was coming through, but I wasn't getting the call. And guess what? The problem was on my end. Because for some reason, when I was in my phone messing around, doing whatever it was, I don't even remember now. But guess what? I hit the do not disturb button. So therefore, people were calling, but it was going to the voicemail because I had do not disturb. Oh, my God. Can you imagine, child of God, you're calling Jesus and you're in a crisis and you need him right then, and he's got a do not disturb. For a small moment, I forsake you. But the good news is, I never remove mercy. I forsook you, but mercy stayed with you. God, I need to tap somebody to say amen. Come on. Come on. Let the church say amen. Woo, this is deep. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. I have nothing to do with that. The plot that they got against you, I'm not in that. I'm not in that mess. They are gathering against you. And I know they're gathering. I'm looking at it. I see that what they're doing. But it won't come nigh. Why? Because mercy is out there. Mercy is in charge. I left mercy around you. We sing the song, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Well, don't you know a cat can get over that fence and get in your yard, but it can't touch mercy. Because mercy got you covered completely from head to toe, side by side, ankle to ankle, toe to toe, eye to eye, all of that. Woo, my God, my God. They're gathering against you, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So they're gathering together to do you harm. But Jesus said, I'm not in that. I'm not in that. I don't roll that way. But Jesus wants you to know this. After you find out that they are gathering against you, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Let's go back to 15 before I close. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire. God is bad. God is bad. He don't play. So the saints like this one. Verse number 17 and I close. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord is blessed. To God be the glory. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, but still there's hope that lies within me, reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and the wind keep blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. So let them gather together against you. But your soul is anchored in the Lord. Hold on to that. We're getting ready to, hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, go into another year. We're approaching 23, and I pray to God that I will have a different year in 23 from the year that I've had in 22. I tell you, I lost some great people in my life. Let's close out with B.B. Winans. Good night, everyone. See you next week.